As part of a new series we're calling Curious Indy, we've been asking listeners what questions they have about the city of Indianapolis. Our first question was, why did Speedway, Lawrence, Beech Grove, and Southport remain independent municipalities after the beginning of Unigov, which consolidated Marion County and the city of Indianapolis into a unified city-county government? Well, 90.1 WFYI's Darren Mullen has the answer.
A few times each year, Dave and Jan Oath see their small-town Speedway neighborhood flooded with racing fans.
We enjoy the crowds for the two races.
We love that.
Dave has called Speedway home for all 75 years of his life. His father served the town as clerk treasurer in the 60s and 70s, the same time Indianapolis and Marion County combined their governments into Unigov.
I'm sure that he and the town board were very much against joining, that they definitely wanted to keep us as a separate town.
Many Marion County communities merged with Indianapolis, sacrificing local control for a more centralized city-county government. But towns of more than 5,000 people didn't have to join, and Speedway, Lawrence, Southport, and Beech Grove all said no thanks. One big reason, says Mark Fisher of the Indianapolis Chamber of Commerce, was money.
These communities were well-established. They had major employment centers. They were close enough to the city where they could benefit from the goings-on, but were far enough out, they wanted to maintain a sense of disconnection or autonomy.
They didn't need Unigov. Beech Grove had the rail yard. Lawrence had Fort Benjamin Harrison. Southport wanted its autonomy and hurried to incorporate just before the law took effect in 1970. And Speedway had Allison Transmission and the world-famous oval track. According to Speedway Chamber of Commerce Director Connie Harris, those assets have kept Speedway's tax rate lower than Indianapolis's.
We're very fortunate because we've got large corporations in our small community that keeps our tax base really low.
Speedway is a community in transition. Its historic Main Street lined with mom-and-pop shops and restaurants is being revitalized as more businesses flock to the area. But residents like Harris still want Speedway to have that small town feel in the shadow of Indianapolis's skyscrapers.
You go to the grocery store, you see the people that are, you know the people that are leading your community. They're the same people that are teaching Sunday school, coaching your kids in soccer. To me, that's a good thing.
But will Speedway and the other communities ever join Indianapolis? Fisher says no, provided residents continue to support local control.
As long as their residents are happy with the service levels to tax rate levels, I think that they'll be able to continue to operate as standalone communities.
Harris remains adamant that Speedway will retain its autonomy.
We have our budget issues as well as anybody else, but at least we are making the decisions that affect ourselves. We have control.
As for the Oaths, they want to remain in the independent town that their family has called home for three generations. Jan says many residents feel the same.
It's lovely. It's lovely. There are several families that are four generations and they all still live here. They did not want to move because of the small town that they live in. They're proud of this town.
For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Darren Mullen.
To learn more about our Curious Indy project and maybe even submit a question of your own, go to wfyi.org/curiousindy. Because